couple of fat, dorky losers walk into a talent agent's office, and they sit down and say, "Do we have an act for you?" And the guy says, "Well, tell me about your act." And they say, "Well, first of all 5 of us come out. We sit down, and we start telling the stupidest fucking jokes. I mean, jokes that 2-year-olds wouldn't even laugh at. And not only do we tell these jokes, we all laugh like idiots every time somebody does one. Then, for about an hour and a half, we go on about meaningless fucking wrestling shit that nobody gives a fuck about. Now, at this point, everybody who's paying attention is just falling to the wayside. We're fucking thinning the herd. There's about 2 people paying the fuck attention. Then, for the grand finale, a more superior radio show makes a big jab at us, and like pussies, we completely fucking ignore it." And the talent agent looks at him and he says, "Well, what do you call this?" And he says, "The Aristocrats Radio Show on Cringe Humor Radio."
It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Thorn.
Why don't we go late? I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, thank God.
Woo!
Thank God. As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
Have a couple beers, you might still be awake.
1, 2, 3, fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
We're the Satanica Crats. If you listen to our show backwards, the devil will fuck you in the ass. Satan!
Cramming in your ass!
Beelzebub! Andy! Nip it in the Beelzebub! Satan! Yeah. For some reason, we are the Aristocrats.
Who
knows?
For some ungodly reason, we are. The oldest the clots.
I'm tired.
Derek wants to quit already.
Yeah, I think I'm going home.
K.O. No Janine Garofalo tonight, hopefully.
Oh, God.
If you
Let's
listen
not even
to,
bring that up.
If you listen to Tuesday's show.
Or bring it up.
The ending was the most awkward thing we've ever done so far.
Yeah. Talk about it or don't? Okay, talk about it.
Crazy don't talk about it or don't talk about it? Okay, talk about it.
Anywho, I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew. Okay. Steven.
Hi.
Okay. Vaughn?
Yeah, hi.
Mm-hmm. And we get Carly for some reason grabbed the mic.
Hey, people.
Do we have any alcoholic neighbors?
Hopefully they will be passed out. Okay. That's all I can say.
Alcohol-induced slumber.
Yeah.
Bowling
and
balls.
For some reason, Eric keeps joining and leaving the room.
Is he making a statement?
In an obscene amount of times.
Wow.
I'm assuming it's Eric.
What is it?
He just keeps joining and
it's
leaving.
It's just Eric?
What's the name?
Pharaoh, Wrath of Pharaoh, Pharaoh.
Yeah, I don't think anybody but Eric.
I don't think it's him.
Oh, God.
Maybe he's got a bad connection or something.
Yeah, maybe.
My computer's old.
Now they're banning Pharaoh.
No.
He's doing it too much. Maybe it's his computer. I don't know.
Could be.
Well, now he's banned, so who cares?
if you're doing it on purpose, way to go. If not, something's wrong. I don't know.
Maybe he didn't update to the latest Flash.
Could be.
So I had a nice steak for dinner.
Okay. Ooh.
Filet mignon.
I convinced them to get the filet this time.
Cool the hands.
Oh, so you guys went out again, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I called you, but... Oh.
You don't have my number, Jackass.
Yeah. Oh,
that's why. I told you to call Vaughn, and you couldn't because you didn't have his number.
I was calling that 976 number, and it wasn't Vaughn.
Yeah, he says, you know.
Yeah, thanks.
It was just some fat slut on the other end talking dirty. I thought I got your house. Whoops.
So you got my mom, huh? Shit.
Anyway.
Hey, you want me to stick it in your butt?
Wow. Yeah.
What is up with you and sticking things in your ass?
And everybody's mom has this weird, raspy, like, smoking cigarettes for 40 years voice.
That's my picture's mother.
I'm up to 4 packs a day.
You want a rim job? Take your pants off.
Let me feed you some veal.
That's my mother, dude.
And then I'll suck out your ass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Delicious.
I don't think your mother's
What does your mom sound like?
What I'm gonna sit here and do impressions of her mother?
I can think of it real quick.
Does she sound like that?
No, she's like, Vaughn, why are you gonna keep doing that, Vaughn?
She's a Jewish mother.
I would kill her.
No, she's a very shilling, and she's like
shrilling
it's
voice.
It's just like, Vaughn, why are you gonna say these things? Why are you gonna curse all the time?
Oh, phone's off.
And then I scream, fuck. And she's like, why are you gonna do that?
Wow. Wrath of Pharaoh says he's unable to log into the chat
because he's a
what is
obvious.
Have him call in.
Yeah, I'm calling.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Okay. Give him a number. Get the number.
So we are the Aristocrats.
No, we're not.
Aristocratsradio.com. We are on Cringe Humor. It's cringehumorradio.com for those of you who don't listen live. You downloaders in different countries and whatnot.
Yeah,
I got drifters. A sticker request from a lady in Ireland. I tell you that.
Oh.
When are you going to send out these stickers?
Hot. What stickers?
Put it in the post box.
Supposedly the most hated man, or that's me. The man who hates me the most is asking about them. I saw it on the forum.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't he? We have them sitting right next to me, right here.
Going nowhere.
250 of them just sitting there.
A buddy of
mine. You know why? Because they won't fit in the envelopes I have.
Derek's not a doer.
Whoops, no.
He's not going to go get new ones.
And no. I drive past Staples every day on the way home.
Just go to the post office. They have bigger fucking envelopes.
Yeah, but then the postage is more.
Yeah.
And the postage went up, so I'm thinking about just
you're
not sending
fucking
them.
Jew.
That's
41 cents a stamp.
He's part Jew.
I'll pay for it.
I know, he's very...
Well, you didn't know that, Vaughn? You're a mailman?
Yeah,
know they went up to 41
Monday,
cents?
Since Monday, I've been getting busted.
What? When did this happen?
No, that was like the first thing.
What?
When I woke up this morning, like the first person I delivered to...
All right.
You're kidding.
He's first Kramer.
Person, first person I delivered to was like, do you know the new rates? And I was like...
41
beats me.
Just guessing.
I don't know. My credit card bill hasn't come in yet. So.
Well, supposedly they changed all the rates. Mm-hmm. Like if you send certain packages at certain sizes or certain weights, it may actually cost you less.
Yeah.
You know,
bigger packages are less, huh?
Yeah, the ones that are cramped in your ass.
Sounds good to Steve.
I'm not gay.
Thank you.
Stop. I am not queer.
Well, the first thing you said was you want something up your ass this night, okay?
Well, it happened, you know?
What?
I mean, I just said it. Just came. I'm not gay. What do you want me to say?
I think we've made him question it.
Well, you were gay today at Houlihan's.
What happened?
And you made the waitress very uncomfortable.
What happened?
Oh, this was funny.
I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, no.
Well, first of all, I called up Steve. I said, do you want to eat? He says, I'm in Perkins by myself. I said, that's fucking creepy. But he said, I'll meet you somewhere afterwards. So after he's done with his Magnificent Seven or whatever the hell he got.
Classic gag favorites.
I was going to say, it's probably breakfast.
Yeah. Well, that's what Magnificent Seven is. It's like pancakes and it's everything. Yeah. Everything.
Tremendous.
Oh, it's
everything.
It's like
eat.
The all day breakfast.
Kind of. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And
it's a Holocaust survivor's dream.
Oh. Wow. it's an entire concentration camp's dream.
Well, you can feed 50,000 filthy Jews.
Now that I think about it, you're like a Jew with pork. You can't have any bread. It's kind of the weird opposite.
Mm-hmm.
A Jew with pork? So Muslims don't eat pork, dick face.
Whatever. Jews don't eat pork either. They don't.
Anyway, so then Steve met me here. Sure, we went to Houlihan's, and he's, I'll just get like a salad or something. Mm. And he goes to order, and he says, I'm going to be pretty gay here and just get a side salad. And she just looks at him and goes, what? Like, we thought she was, like, upset or offended.
I'm gay. I just ate pussy. What do you want?
So then Steve was just like, no, just the side salad. That's it. And she's like, well, what'd you say? No, side salad. And then she's, like, writing it down. She goes, oh, you said you're going to be gay. Oh, okay, I didn't hear you. And we were just like, oh,
nice.
My God. I thought we were going to get kicked out or something.
It's wow.
Awesome that she brought
some
it back
big
up.
Fag from the back, like, watching this, like, ooh, who's got the problem with gays?
And mount you.
See, why you gotta steer a gay?
You've been steering a gay since I walked in.
I've been swerving out of the way of gay. You're steering me into gay.
You've been swerving in with no lube into
gay. March in a parade, for Christ's sake.
With your M&M colored shirt on today. What the
yeah, really.
Is that?
Kool-Aid it's like, man. It's not red. It's not orange.
He's a Kool-Aid man.
No, right, it's not even Kool-Aid.
Let's figure out a story to talk about. All right, stop bashing me.
Well, we were talking about Steve being gay.
That was yeah.
Oh, and how he's not.
And so Steve got a side salad, and he said it was delicious.
It was. Houlihan's never disappoints.
And I said, can I be manly and get a steak?
I know. He got my fantasy meal.
Yeah. And I ate it right in front of you.
That doesn't compare to the bisque.
They had, they had clam bisque on Mother's Day.
Crab.
And it was so, what did I say?
Clam.
Crap. And it was so fucking good that we actually ordered two more and took them home. I had them like 2 days later.
Two more for Derek or two more altogether?
One for each of us.
Oh, okay. She had a spoonful.
Well, I'm going to be losing weight.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Well.
I can't wait to see Derek thin.
Since I can't eat bread anymore.
The Lion King thing?
Yeah.
You can't wait to see King? All right, never mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're gay.
Yeah, I can't eat any bread of any kind.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty fucking gay.
You won't be dying anymore.
No, I will be, because all I'm going
to
eat is meat.
Yeah, he's still going to be fucking
bacon
like
and eggs and steak and chicken.
He'll be like 100 pounds lighter. I don't even know who he is. Like, who's this?
And I'd be farting twice as bad.
No, I'm fine, as long as I don't have bread.
No,
like, what did you
not.
Eat today?
Well, today, obviously, there was something in whatever I ate.
Yeah, was that,
maybe the meat was prepared with some flour.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
They fed the fucking cows bagels.
That's what I was going to say. They gave the cows wheat gluten.
Probably.
They just injected it into the cow.
Yeah.
Derek's going to eat these cows. So.
The chef just came out and smacked me with some flour. They start breaking out in hives.
He's like the Barnum and Bailey clown. Makeup. He just punched
Steve?
In the face with it.
Oh, Christ.
Steve number two?
Steve number two and looks like the Barnum and Bailey clown.
Yes, oh, that does. Fucking faggot.
Yes. That weird
what is that
one
guy's
with
name
them?
Anyway?
Gross faggot.
He's not a clown. Clowns wear makeup.
Yo, he is wearing makeup, but he's wearing feminine
makeup. Are we
still
talking about Bello again?
Is that his name?
Is that his name?
Of course
Bello?
You know
you
the
stop
homo's
that?
Name.
What?
You know the name of all the homos.
We were talking about that today. Just at Houlihan's. Like, how What's does that? Vaughn know
Stupid
so
shit?
Much shit? Like, I thought maybe you prepped before you came in and read every news story possible. But no matter what we talk about, you're like just a fountain of information, but you just can't.
You deliver it like a retard.
But you're leaky.
Wow.
You know, it's like a big leaky fountain
you
of
leak.
Information.
I'm a leaky mess.
I swear to God, if we could just rip your brain out and just like lay it down and just read it, there'd
like,
probably be a lot of interesting
I'm like
stuff
a piss-filled diaper just waiting to explode.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
A leaky roof of information.
Yeah.
Just dropping it out.
It's like the information is you pissing into a balloon, and the only way to get it out is to pop a hole in it.
Poking it slowly.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, we just get piss everywhere.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's your story.
Fantastic.
And then we do the Vaughn World Order, and you freak out and start throwing stuff.
I heard that went well.
Vaughn World Order.
Vendo liked it.
I was asking about him on Tuesday, and I get online last night, and... There it is. A nice little comment from Vendo.
Vendo said it was pretty much the greatest thing ever.
Yep.
It's cool to have a groupie, just not when it's a dude.
Yeah. He's a little creepy.
A creepy dude.
A creepy dude.
That wants nothing more than to hang out with us.
Uh-huh.
And buy
I know
us,
he's full on going to hear this.
Buy us Asian women.
You're dissing him live
Oh,
on
that's
air.
Fine. No, he's not dissing him. He's saying he wants to hang out with us.
I'm sure he's a cool guy. I don't know him, so I can't say. I've never posted on the board. I've never talked to him.
Because you don't have a computer that runs past 1999.
You're on the original, like, with DOS and shit.
Wow, I can't believe you just said that.
I did. I'll say it again. DOS.
Okay. That's enough nerd for tonight.
Yeah, I had a computer teacher in high school. She was a fat Jew.
Yeah, I had her too.
Wow. Mrs. Rubin.
No, that wasn't her.
Whoops.
That wasn't her.
Name drop.
Oh, that was somebody else. I'm talking about high school. That was middle school.
Yeah. No, that wasn't even her name.
Anyway, moving
yeah,
on.
It was.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, please.
She used to speak Yiddish and shit.
I want
the shooter.
I don't remember that. I know who you're talking about, but that wasn't her name.
That's her name.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
No, that's a different teacher from middle school. Enough. Oh, okay.
There's too many of them.
Enough. There's too many fat Jew teachers in our district.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Mrs. Uben Ray.
Wow.
That's her name.
You said it. Just say it again.
Wow.
Don't. Mrs. Uben
Ray. Right now there's 10,000 pigs just laughing and laughing.
Oh,
God. Okay. So.
Wow.
What do we got?
This is what news is for when this happens.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, we're dying.
When Steve name drops Soups.
Well, tries to name drop, and then Matt corrects him, and then you two go back
that's
and forth.
That's her fucking name.
I don't. No one cares.
I'm it's just like, saying. That's her name. Don't doubt it because it's true.
You know what it is with these two when they start fighting like this, when they start bickering?
They forget that they're talking to people that don't know them.
That too, but this happens normally. Like when you're out with them and they start bickering against each other, it's like a fucking married couple that's been married for 30 years.
I know when I'm right, I know when I'm wrong, and I'm
right. We have known each other for 20 years.
It's like, just shut up and let me drink my coffee.
Wow.
Wow. Well, drink my coffee.
Shut up, douchebag.
He likes to grind it up in his mouth.
We were actually talking about when you spit out insults randomly.
Oh, when you create
dick bag.
You're fucking bald head. Bald dickhead. Cockface. You pile of wood shavings.
I think the last one I called you was a cocksucker.
You call me dickbag and bald cockhead or something. I love it.
Can we get on with the stories, please?
Okay,
what stories?
Why? We're having fun doing personal stuff.
Oh, okay, whatever.
It's called banter.
Yeah, it's banter. Yeah.
I like your old Vaughn. It's nice.
It's cute.
Where'd you get it from?
Oh, shit. Where'd you pick it up from?
Vaughn has stolen Steve's goatee.
That's right.
His fourth grader haircut
is exactly
still
the same.
I wish I had. Yeah, I realized the other day I'll never get bedhead again. Okay. I was very upset for the whole morning.
I get head. Mm. I get these little indents up here.
My head just itches.
I get bedhead.
Oh, Carly gets bedhead.
She does.
But
I don't get it.
Oops.
Quite literally.
Okay.
News, please. I'm drowning.
What we got in the chat?
Fuck the chat room.
Wow.
Wow.
Seriously. There, he said it.
You fucking...
Because it's so distracting to Derek.
He could check it while we're talking and he isn't.
Didn't we talk...
I do, but then you guys stopped talking and then...
No.
Didn't we talk about this last...
Yes,
like,
we
Tuesday
never stopped talking.
We want the most useless person here to do the chat.
So Steve's going to go in the chat?
I said Vaughn should do it. Useless person. You fucking anus prick.
There you go.
You
anus
ass,
prick.
You ass wife.
Again, he's veering the gay bus into the fucking gay lane.
Mm-hmm. The chat room is so, like,
all
I just went
place.
To type something
yeah.
to respond to something that was just typed, and it updated, and there's like 20 minutes of chat that I didn't even see.
Nice.
About?
I don't know.
So let's all take a
kidding.
Break while Derek reads it.
Yeah.
No, I can't even keep up.
Yeah.
Well, he has news shit up. That's all I'm waiting for him.
Well, I did, yeah. Remember that girl who, well, now we know it's a girl. But the person who posted a thing on Craigslist saying, come, like, take over my house, wherever. Come
yeah.
move my house.
Oh, yeah.
The fake one?
It was a real one, and somebody actually did it. And they took all the light fixtures out and stuff.
The thing was that the person put a Craigslist listing up that... She was selling the house or getting rid of the house, and she wanted everybody to come and take everything from the house because she didn't want
it. Yeah, that's what it was.
And then when the woman got back, like she was on vacation or she was away, she got back and her whole house was ransacked.
It was her niece that did it.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
And she's being charged with one count of each second-degree burglary, first-degree malicious mischief. Mischief? Wow. Malicious mischief. That's so vague.
Mm-hmm.
That covers so much ground.
Mischief.
I can't even think.
How bad you have to piss off a niece that she's going to have people ransack your house and steal everything from you?
It's probably just an asshole anyway.
Like what? On graduation, did she give her, like, what? like $50 and say, you can pack her on the bat and say, good luck.
Pack her on the bat.
Okay, well, here we go. She also
I don't know.
Pat her on the back, I mean.
She illegally entered the house to retrieve some of her mother's belongings the same day. So she probably did that so she can go in there and take what she wants.
Yeah.
So the then just blame it on everyone else. But then they finally caught her. So now she's getting charged with all this shit.
It's like that. It's like flash mobs. You know,
what?
You know about that stuff?
No, we don't.
It's a thing where somebody will post online or post on a message board. You meet here, like with all the things that you're gonna do. Like the big thing last year was zombie mobs, where people would all come out of nowhere and just start walking like zombies down streets.
That's dumb.
Well, no, it's interesting if you're in the middle of a big city. Or like there was another thing. What was it? Somebody was telling me about pillow fights.
Oh, my friend started one of those in Philly.
Would I be allowed to start shooting them in the head?
No.
Then it's not interesting.
You're a cock. But it's the same kind of thing. It's just, you know, everybody meet here at this time.
Yeah.
And then take whatever you want.
Okay.
It was pretty interesting. I don't know. Whatever. I don't fucking die.
I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know what does it have to do with this.
You're looking at me like my father when I do something stupid.
I don't know what it has to do with the topic.
Well, it's the same kind of thing. It's like a flash mob.
Yeah.
She said on the Craigslist thing, okay, if you want to be a part of this, you have to show up at this time at this address.
And
then when you get in the house, you can have whatever you want.
Oh.
Just like in a flash mob. They say what you need.
Yeah.
Where to be, what time.
Okay.
And then at that time, whatever it was, will happen.
But
like
they're not...
Like at the pillow fight thing... Well, I saw a video of one where it was like in the middle of Portland. What are you saying, you prick? I don't hear you talking! You non-gluten eating fuck!
What would you say you do here?
I don't know.
I'm trying to fill time while you're sitting there reading the chat, you cock knocker!
I was nodding off.
I was originally laughing at him. I was like, okay.
I hate Matt.
I'm trying to like combine everything here and figure out why that the flash mob what that has to do with this thing.
Can I translate?
Please, go.
I kind of got it. I kind of got it.
Can I take a crack at it?
Go ahead.
Okay. So I
understand.
You get a time and a place.
I do.
Oh,
and you get a theme.
Don't get violent.
Like
okay.
Vaughn was saying, you can be zombies or you can have a pillow fight.
But this
hey,
theme
he matches
is
the pillow too.
This theme is a little different than it sounds like everybody else is having fun. This theme sounds like it's serious trouble.
So
they'll
post something that say we're gonna flash mob, do a zombie flash mob at this address.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
a bunch of people show up acting like zombies.
Uh huh. These people show up like a bunch of criminal thieves and steal from somebody's house.
How funny must it be if someone shows up for a flash mob thing and they're the only one?
Yeah. No, but that's a thing.
They got their pillow
no one knows.
In the middle of Times Square.
What's up, guys?
That's the thing. When
I wouldn't go because I would think it was a joke.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When this thing was put up on Craigslist, you don't know what's going to happen. It's pretty much the same idea. Some people do that.
These people sound very stupid. That's all. It's not for fun.
It's not a wrestling thing, so we can't actually understand it.
It doesn't have to have anything to do with wrestling.
Or Mortal Kombat. It's not like we're going to all sit in front of an old MK machine and masturbate to it.
So when I gather guys up to go to Dunellen and we play Mortal Kombat, that's a flash mob of Mortal Kombat players.
If they're all meeting a certain place and you're just and everybody you don't know the people.
You know what I call that? I call that guys going to play Mortal Kombat.
Oh god, fucking
that's all
Christ.
I call it.
You are such an anal anal prick. That's what you are. You fucking asshole. Ugh, fucking crazy. You got another story? I'm done.
I want to hear more about these flash mobs. That sounds interesting.
Fuck you. I don't have any cans. I'm gonna start throwing my shoes.
I don't know.
There was like a cell phone commercial I saw just the other day where they were like advertising how you can stay in touch with all your friends.
Yeah.
And they were all like driving to the mall.
Oh, did they call it AIM?
No.
I don't remember.
They were doing text messaging back and forth. Yeah. And they just started like, it was like a flash mob.
Shooting
on, like,
silly string at each other.
Yeah,
oh,
on,
my God.
On the escalators.
Anal repentive. Yes, Christine. He did say anal repentive.
Shut up, Christine.
What did you say before? It was a bat on the pack?
A bat on the pack.
I don't know.
The pack of cigarettes with a bat on it.
It's a backpack.
It's funny.
I don't know.
You die.
We need to have Vaughn's voice run through like
Harry
a,
Borowitz.
Oh,
like
no.
Like a voice, like, corrector. Like, just English.
A translator?
Yeah.
Battlefish.
It's like, you know, Fred
I like cheese.
Like Fred Flintstone ranting.
Like a madman like. To English translator.
That's what you sound like, Fred Flintstone, when he's cursing.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You fucking assholes.
So what happened with this? What was the end result?
she got arrested.
She got arrested, put in criminal mischief, which is the most... Yeah, it's a ridiculous charge.
Now,
you know, so a couple people have gotten charged with that. You can do it from anything. It's any from, like leaving stickers on places or spraying graffiti.
I don't know what you're talking about, Vaughn stickers. We didn't put stickers anywhere in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Or Middletown.
Oh, I didn't put three of them there. Whoops.
And her aunt now has to take out a loan to damage the... To repair the damaged Rambler. I don't know what that means.
What?
I don't know.
Did
just
I write...
take out a loan to... Be, yeah.
Did I write this
Did Vaughn write the
No,
article?
The story no. wrecked itself because it's just dumb.
No, it's kind of interesting that
I wasn't
happened.
Calling you a Rambler.
It's just kind of interesting that that happened and then you find out it's actually her niece.
Yeah.
That's,
oh, so she
I mean,
coordinated
just, oh,
it?
Fucked up. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up that you... For an aunt, you'd be that your niece would be that upset with you that she'd have your house ransacked by a couple hundred people.
Some people they don't like their family. They'll do anything. To
thank you, Captain Obvious.
It's true.
Ooh, this girl's hot.
Oh my fuck! What is that thing?
Let me see.
Ooh.
Oh ew!
Police arrested a New York woman. They say repeatedly exposed her naked buttocks out of the back of her van Tuesday, flashing drivers. As well as the mother of her two young children.
Awesome.
Looks kind of like the Jamie Foxx character from...
No, that's no. Martin.
That was not...
That's what happens when I eat gluten for
that
everyone in the chat room.
Live and
that
was direct live.
Live, live.
And I wish you could smell this right now.
No.
Don't worry, you will.
The little boom piece on the microphone actually just melted
it
off.
It did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carly's completely neutral expression right now.
Well,
it's a look of both like contempt and disappointment.
Mm-hmm. It's a constant Dutch oven in that bed of hers.
The whole apartment stinks when I come home.
Yeah.
But the thing was, it never used
oh, yeah, oh, oh my God, it smells.
We were talking about this before you came home last night, that when you used to fall asleep when we were doing the show, it was just because of all the fucking gas in here. You just pass out. And just when you'd wake up, it would just be one little glimpse of precious air.
Matt and Steve are dying right now.
I'm sniffing my glass of rum and Coke just
that's
to get rid of that
watering.
Smell.
I don't smell it. I think it's just in your area.
See, you know what? They never used to be that bad.
No, now they're so thick. Like, they'll stick around for, like...
It's getting worse.
I know.
That potato
and
yet?
That I don't like. Probably.
They definitely linger.
Well, yeah. Here's a really funny story I saw in the newspaper here.
I wasn't that one mine.
Oh. I didn't even know you started.
It's a really good story.
He just smelled his windscreen. I saw it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, because that's what it's called. Stinks. Well, I'm waiting for it to smell better. It smells fine now.
I like that story about the cocksucker who keeps grabbing onto his mic.
Okay.
You know that sounds like, oh, that's annoying. He's stroking his...
What,
he's
so one him. One show, you don't do it. Now you're also you're the
ass.
Mic police.
Hello. He's got his hands
you and
tied
him were like
couch.
A choir of fucking... I don't know. Yeah, that.
I don't
anyway, this girl's name is Shante.
Of course
M.
it is.
Carmack. She denied mooning people, but her pants were around her knees, and she was wearing no underwear when questioned by the officer.
I didn't do that. I didn't do it.
A fucking wrinkly black roast beef hanging out the window. Oh,
the officer asked her, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I'm just sitting here minding my own business."
Wow.
While her pants were around her ankles.
The officer told her they had four witnesses and her pants weren't even on when he opened the van's door.
I'm just minding my own business. They're just for decoration. That's it and that's all. Just for decoration.
My snatch needs some airing out.
I know, right? Yeah. That's awesome. I think chicks mooning people is awesome.
It's cute. Not when they're as ugly as this thing.
I guess, but even still, it's funny.
You don't see the face. You're just seeing her big ass.
It doesn't matter.
The judge set bail at $250.
Okay.
That's it?
That's actually not so bad.
Well,
that's
not that big of a...
I was actually thinking about mooning people today. I think it would be funny.
What?
It was coincidental. It's brought
out of the blue.
Up. Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Disgusting. So enough about ugly, right. Gross.
What do you got?
My story happened in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Illinois.
An 8-year-old girl thought she had got an extra toy in her happy in her McDonald's Happy Meal.
Oh yeah.
What she got instead was a bag of marijuana, a pipe, and a lighter.
Wow.
Somebody was saving that for later.
The startling find came Monday after the girl's dad bought 3 Happy Meals at a McDonald's drive-through.
Oh, they're happy, all right.
Picnic. Her parents called the police, who said a worker at the McDonald's had placed the items in an empty box to hide them. Okay. They arrested a 17-year-old black kid, presumably.
What was his name?
Wow.
Brandon Scott.
That's okay. White. Come on.
No, why did they release his name? I thought there was like any minor they could never release.
How old is he?
I think it's
17.
I think if it's a sexual offense or murder, they don't release the name.
Was arrested and charged with possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also fired from his illustrious job as a fry cook at McDonald's.
So he lost his Mick job. Huh?
And he lost his livelihood.
Fucking stupid. He probably just put those things in there because fuck.
That wasn't for you. You had it in the reverse order. You smoke, then you go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
You don't go to McDonald's, eat, and then smoke.
Yeah, that's stupid.
He did it better.
He's a fucking dumbass.
That was weak.
Yeah. That was a lame story.
What were you going to say?
I thought it was
your fired wasn't for you.
No, he said it better.
I smell the fart over here now.
Wow, I don't smell it, though.
It's traveling. It's a travelocity fart.
No, it's definitely lingering.
It talks like the gnome.
Do you have to let it linger?
Fart here? I think it's maybe because I'm so stuffed up from having from the allergies.
Cock in my nose? Yeah.
You don't have to pull his finger.
Well, let's chew on this stupid rawhide bone. And
it's disgusting, right?
It's like
a little
gum.
Slimy ball, yeah.
And she keeps pushing it on my leg and stuff. It's gross.
I'm going to vomit.
Welcome to my world.
It's upsetting.
Gross.
Yeah? What is this? Britain allows animal-human hybrid embryos.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm. Is that the lamb human?
Wolverine.
Or the, I forget.
Reed.
Britain cleared the... We should have you read. You're like the best reader.
Yeah, why doesn't Matt take over the...
yeah, I know, right? Why don't I just...
Yeah, why don't we switch it up?
Because I don't want to talk... No, I don't want to be anywhere near that microphone.
The Matocrats.
Okay, read it, but I think I know what it's about.
Go ahead. Oh, of course.
Just, but read it.
No.
I think I've heard about it like a couple weeks ago. That's why.
I got to piss really bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Britain cleared the way on Thursday for scientists to conduct experiments using hybrid animal/human embryos after the government... tried to protest it from researchers who said a proposed ban could hurt their work.
Hmm.
They want to use the hybrid embryos to find cures for illnesses such as Parkinson's, stroke, and Alzheimer's.
So
Alzheimer's, sorry.
Basically, they just want to create disposable...
Humans?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That
like
they can...
Disposable entities.
So do they actually want to mix like human DNA with animals and make like an animal... That we can take apart.
That'll have more characteristics. Like their cells will react the way ours would.
Yeah.
Certain
is
things.
Is that what they're trying to do?
I guess.
Because
if so, that's fucking creepy.
It is. It's pretty weird.
Because that means they would actually have to make some sort of creature.
Yeah.
It's like a raccoon man.
I don't know how. Or can they just do this all?
Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee.
It's a science fiction story come awry.
Basically.
Completely.
Dr. Moreau's fucking island or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. And it's fucking scary.
I'd have to read the whole story.
But I think if they can actually pull something off like that, they can breed something like that,
I don't know.
It'd be amazing.
I don't know how far along they could get.
I mean, they did breed a clone for God knows how many weeks.
A lot
of
clones.
You know, they didn't live long.
Yeah.
They died from some weird respiratory failure or something. But they were able to do it.
Oh, the offspring of the clones?
Yeah, well, no, the clones themselves. They didn't live long. Yeah. They lived a couple...
Well, Dolly lived for, I don't know.
A couple years. But
that was like 97, right?
Yeah.
She was like 7 years old, wasn't she?
Okay, the hybrid embryos, which would be destroyed within 14 days, would be more than 99% human, but would contain small amount of animal DNA.
So they would be like...
manatee.
They'd be mostly used just for like stem cells and stuff like that.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that, Carly.
Because they don't, because for some odd reason, our country and every other country is so dead set against using human embryos to get the stem cells out of them, that they're willing to make these these experiments gone awry viable.
Well, I guess so that is it like a safe zone.
Well, it won't piss Jesus off. And that's what we want.
Yeah, I think that's why.
No, but it does piss off George Bush, who has vetoed an increase in federal funding for stem cell research.
He just needs to swallow pills and die.
You can really make a tigger.
Wow. A titmouse.
Wow. I don't... I don't know how I feel about
that. What was that?
Oh, God.
He bounces around on his giant dick.
There it is again.
Yo, yo, yo.
What? You're telling me that when Tigger's bouncing around his tail, you don't think it's a giant, it's just a penis?
No. I think it's a fucking tail, no, you freak.
Okay.
All right, Freud. Sometimes the tail is just a tail.
Sometimes the big dick is the big dick.
Do you seriously write, like, Tigger fanfic? Like, you get fucked in the ass by Tigger?
Fanfic.
What is that? Steve doesn't even know what fanfic is.
I'm internet illiterate. What is that?
Fan fiction.
Oh. Fanfic.
You tool.
This won't hurt a bit. Hoo-hoo! I won't use lube.
Use tons of honey.
That'd be interesting.
Oh, my God. Sticky.
Look at his face.
He's smiling.
It's funny. Yeah.
He's thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of
because I like penises in my butt.
Well, I'm going to isolate
that.
Time index, please.
Yeah. Like you won't know it in an hour.
Like he won't know it in 2 minutes.
He won't go home and memorize 36 minutes of this show. I'm not a size king. I'm sorry.
King.
I'm not a size anything because I don't need to measure size.
Wow. You haven't even seen Peter's penis. It's
never true. Once. Never once have I seen it.
He brought it up before the show started, though.
He brings it up every time I'm with him.
I didn't bring it up tonight, ever.
Yes, you
Peter
did.
Steele's penis when? Is brought up before. Just about
when
every time
I
see you.
When did I bring it up?
The second you walked
him
in the
Undertaker.
Door.
Him and Undertaker.
That's right, dueling you like Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
He doesn't even realize he's doing it.
Yeah,
Undertaker,
no.
Undertaker's middle name is Luke.
I swear to God, you walked in the...
Yeah.
I swear to God, you walked in the door, and I was in the kitchen. I just heard you.
Peter Steele's penis.
You were muttering like Peter Steele's penis. You were muttering it too.
Yeah, he was.
Homo.
Deep throat. Deep throat.
What the fuck is going on? How much have you had to drink?
Enough to not know to know that I'm not gay.
Wow.
To not know to know. He slipped in there.
That's my, that's the Russian in me. You know?
Yeah, that's the triple negative.
Yeah. Russians use triple negatives.
They do.
How weird is that?
They do use triple negatives. Just to clarify it, so Steve can try and get away with what he just said.
Well,
how's the chat room responding to what Steve is saying?
Tim has a good point. You're on a first name basis with Peter Steele. You call him like Pete.
Well, yeah. Tim can fucking
hey,
lick my balls.
See? Right there.
What the fuck?
Okay. Somebody swallowed their own tongue.
And everyone's just kind of horrified that we're talking about this, and, as am I.
I didn't bring it up.
Did someone just say they love penis? Yes.
I don't. I'm a guy. I shouldn't like penis.
He shouldn't like penis.
I mean, no guy should.
What about gay men?
I don't like them.
There you go.
Why not?
Well, I mean,
he's so walking himself into a corner.
No, because I know somebody. I know people that are gay, and like I don't care really. I mean, it's kind of gross to know that they go home and swallow a penis.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it doesn't bother me. That
I forget you can hear me.
Whoops. great.
Matt threw
we don't do fake radio.
Whoops.
like being gay is disgusting. But as far as I'm concerned, like I don't really care that people are gay. Like it doesn't bother me that much.
I thought
like,
Jerry Falwell died last. On Tuesday.
He's resurrecting himself in Steve
resurrected
right now.
Himself in a homophobic
I don't think the world's ills are because of queers.
On the third day, he rose
even
again.
Though they caused 9/11, I don't wish them any. You know.
That was what gays and
those
blacks.
Buildings yeah. were going to come down eventually.
Sure.
The foundations were weak. They were 20 years old.
Yeah. Any structures built in the 70s was just bound to fall.
Well, look at the 70s. Come on, what good came from the 70s?
That's true.
I don't know, the World Trade Center?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know. It's nothing. Forget about it. Just forget I even said anything.
Okay.
Oh, did you want to talk about this girl that fucking got slammed in the face?
With what?
With a black man's leg.
What?
Which leg?
His third leg?
Was it his prehensile tail?
I don't know.
Oh, the Times Square thing?
Yeah.
I thought he was Hispanic. Is he black?
No, oh, was he?
We'll find out.
Whatever.
Yeah, let's read about it. It's interesting.
Some brown. Is there a story about it?
I don't know.
Some brown guy.
I didn't hear anything about it.
He's a Peanuts character.
I didn't hear anything about this.
Well, it's you sent it to me.
What?
I know.
Are you joking or what?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
The Times Square thing where he
that thing?
A fucking break dancer.
Yeah.
Moron. Oh, okay.
I got to piss, and I can't wait for a break.
To me, I didn't even realize that was Times Square. That's why I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing.
Did everyone see this?
The tag did say Times Square.
I saw
a tag that had Spanish.
Good.
It was just Spanish.
There was no
Times Square.
What is this
in it.
All about? Can somebody explain this?
Okay.
It seems like no.
There was, I don't know how long ago it happened, but there was a guy breakdancing, and he was really fucking good. Like, he jumped in and, you know, started flipping around instantaneously from standing position. Right. And a little girl walks out and gets blasted by his foot.
Oh, no.
And now somebody has
remixed it.
Has remixed it and put in every single kick. Hold knocks on. Away a toddler.
Hold on, let me see this.
And there's the real one.
Hold on, it's hysterical.
It is funny. Even Carly found it.
All right,
well,
funny. I will, it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, there's, yeah. So the guy's flipping around right now. He's just, like, throwing random kicks out. And, I don't know, about 15 seconds into the clip, a two-year-old runs out and catches a front flip kick.
Boom!
Gets nailed. And lands right on her fucking head.
I love the reaction from the crowd.
Yeah. That was pretty devastating.
And you know that wasn't his fault.
No, not at all.
No.
Like, if she got seriously injured, he'd feel so bad about it. And he shouldn't, because she should not have been on the ground. Her feet should not have been touching the ground, being that close to that.
Now, I've talked about this before. I've seen parents with those leashes. You know, those leash setups the kids have? That's what that kid should have had, man.
Yeah, well, oh, no, fuck. She should have been up on somebody's shoulders.
And it doesn't look like it's a city. It looks like some mall.
It said it was Times Square.
It says it was Times Square?
Okay. Yeah.
I was on the subway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whoa.
Ooh. Drunken McDrunkerton's back.
Anyway, yeah.
Hey, Captain. That's
pretty devastating. Like, that
Yar!
That kick could have knocked out anybody if it caught you, like, right on the jaw.
Did he conk?
It would have knocked out a regular person.
That's what I said. Anybody. Yeah. Yeah. And that kid was up. Ended and probably flew like what about 3 feet from where she was, maybe more.
Nice.
She did like two flips.
It was nice,
ridiculous.
Two flippers.
Like you said, it looked like Diddy Kong.
It did. Doing a cartwheel.
Doing the cartwheel.
if you pause it like two frames after it hits,
she looks
like a doll. She's like a like that letter X. She's
The
good thing is like she's like, you know, kids are rubbery.
Yeah,
so
they're
she's
flexible.
Probably okay. I don't know. Did they ever say
I don't know.
Happened?
She did land, like her head was straight up and her body was about a 90. 45 degree
angle. I'm sure she's just fine.
But she did land on her, like, on her
flat
face.
On top of her head when she hit the ground. I mean, straight on top of her head. No,
but she's got to be. What, how old is that kid? You think
maybe
4 years
two?
Old?
No, two? Maybe two. She was
three?
Like knee high.
She was young.
Knee high to a grasshopper. And she
fucking 1920 lingo.
Fucking.
She was she was born of a flapper.
Back in 1918, we were bloomers then.
Oh, my God. That is so inside. The only two people who know that in here are me and Steve, and that's it.
And I laughed at it like an idiot.
What are we talking about?
This faggot in the newspaper is wearing a shirt that says Darth G420.
What does that
mean? Darth
mean?
Vader picture.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
Apparently Darth Vader smokes pot.
Yeah. And he's he's part of the G unit.
And this guy is possibly the biggest faggot I've ever seen.
Okay.
That's great.
What's the story say?
I don't know. It's like a celebrity gay news thing. So there's like 50 million names. I have no idea who it is.
Oh,
celebrity gay news.
Darth Gator.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at that?
I'm just trying to find something.
No, Steve's basically the epicenter of gay tonight. What's going on with this?
Tim said Nick DiPaolo, who does a show on Free FM, he did that story about the girl getting kicked, and he said that she was in fact fine.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
Of course.
Thanks, Tim.
Cool.
Thanks.
So we kind of wanted her to die.
Overhead button.
Disappointing.
Thanks for ruining the pool.
Thanks for your Christian prayer bullshit.
Wow. What the fuck is up?
That's going to be fun, though, when she gets older.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Now she has a new trick.
She's a celebrity, and she's four.
That'll be great when someone's on YouTube in, 10 years, and they're like, oh, you're that stupid asshole who got hit in the face.
You were that kid with bad instincts.
Like baby Jessica. were we talking about her on air or off air?
Off air.
Tuesday,
yeah.
We're saying that.
I said, I wonder what she looks like now.
She looks like Vaughn with bigger tits.
Yes.
She's
the one that fell in the well, baby Jessica, yeah. And sang Winnie the Pooh.
She was a Welby.
So now she looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Now she is...
She's dating a Tigger.
Back when VH1 had that Where Are They Now?
Oh, God.
They did like celebrity news things.
They did How Fat Are They Now?
Basically. And she was just this like really awkward, fat teenager. I'm sure she looks exactly the same. She has like scars on her face and stuff.
I think it would be fun to be an internet phenomenon.
Yeah.
No.
We are.
Okay. Yeah.
Not.
Yes. Okay. We can make Vaughn into one, I think.
Yeah, Vaughn could do it.
Hackydouche.com.
Hackydouche. Did you ever buy that?
Not yet.
Better do it now.
Dickhead. Yeah. I'm sure it's taken now.
No.
Yeah, Tim's probably taken it.
Tim's probably taken it.
Wow, she was 18
Drink
months.
Up, fuckface.
Cool months. Fucking Mark Twain is here.
I mean, there was a rumor on the internet that...
Never mind.
There was a rumor for what?
That she was like really hot. Somebody had a picture of her from like Maxim, and they said it was baby
what?
Jessica. Yeah. And it was so completely the opposite.
Baby Jessica.
Yeah. I can't find any pictures of her, of course.
How old was she? 18 months when she fell?
How old is she now again?
She's got to be close to 20, right?
I guess.
Pretty close to that. That was what year was that?
I had to be like
86? 86? Yeah. I think it was. Maybe it was 88.
I don't even know. I can't even find a picture of her. She's been deleted from the...
Good.
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 Fantastic.
Delete her from life.
Her fucking well-living fucking ass. No, well, who cares? Okay. She's ugly. That's the point. It's fucking gross. Ugh. I think it's time for a break.
Okay. Yes, please.
Let's go to a
Steve
break.
Steve can get more drinks in him and totally go off on the gay tangents.
Oh, I'm fine.
Never mind that I had the exact same amount...
Whatever you lost, let's go to break.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That was a little joke.
Okay.
Love the Queens of the Stone Age. Love them.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you like them or you don't like them, you gotta love them.
We're the Aristocrats. Enjoy it while you can. Vaughn is off mic.
Nice.
Yes. So Vendo, count the minutes.
He is furiously looking
up. Yeah, I know. He's trying to look something
movie
up.
Movie with Ewan McGregor, which I don't even remember why he's trying to look it up.
Something
we were
about his arm.
About during the break, the guys were talking about who they would go gay for, and I was.
What do you thought? We were not talking about that.
No, hypothetically speaking. If there was no women left on Earth, that's where I'm coming from.
And for Derek, because he wasn't answering, I just started throwing out Star Wars people.
Wow.
No, I told you.
Yeah, they're all like 80 years old now, so no.
No, Derek would go gay for Boba Fett.
The Fett man? Come on, Derek.
Have you ever seen the guy who played Boba Fett in the movies?
Nope.
No.
He's like the oldest looking English guy you'll ever see in your life.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I gotta check out Ewan McGregor's penis over here because Vaughn decided to bring it up.
Okay.
Go ahead and stretch it, guys.
That's not
wow. Yeah, Christine, this is the gay show tonight, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with this at all.
I'm not either.
Find a better picture.
Wow.
Okay, Vaughn.
No, Vaughn, you don't have to find a better
Vaughn,
picture.
Vaughn just showed me
Ewan
McGregor's penis.
Penis.
And he was drooling over it. Yeah, apparently it's huge, but I looked at it and
it
looks pretty average.
It was just all right.
Looks pretty average to me.
For a Scotsman.
Okay, for a Scotsman.
Yeah, thank you.
Fine, we'll go with that.
He's
he's packing in Scotland.
All bagging a little
compare
bit of
pipe. Compare and contrast?
Yeah, she just sold one Scotsman.
Oh no!
I was like, I don't even know where he's going with this.
I don't hold a candle to Obi-Wan. I'm sorry. The Force is not with this guy here.
That's enough. Anyway, Steve doesn't know what to do.
I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Why? All you do is talk about Peter Steele's cock. The one time we bring up celebrity penis, you're like, guys,
I'm not gay, but I suck on Peter Steele's
no,
dick.
No, not all I do. Like, every minute of every hour that I'm around any of you, I'm like,
oh, I'm back.
Peter Steele's dick. You've already seen the fucking thing.
Wait, what did we
true,
say?
True, he hasn't.
When he walked in tonight, what did he start going off on?
No, he's making that up because it never happened.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
God,
I wasn't here
happen.
When he walked in.
You are such an ultimate Nazi because you don't believe in the Holocaust.
The ultimate Nazi.
And you don't believe in homos, yet you
What
talk
do you know about Jews,
you talk
Vaughn,
about, but you're
brother
like a,
you're Jew?
Like, but the thing is, you're like a normal Nazi. You only like one man's penis.
Wow.
And all those guys liked Hitler's.
Okay.
But you like Peter Steele's, which is like the ultimate white race weenus.
This is just getting out. It's getting out of hand.
We seriously, from now on, I have to sit at that computer and just look up shit.
Hey guys, yeah. Guess what? Right now we're not live.
Cool.
Why not? Why?
I don't know. We got knocked off the server.
Well, aww. That's good because we were kind of.
Thankfully.
Yeah. How long have we been off?
No, I'm glad.
Yeah, me, I don't know. Me too. I have a reputation uphold here.
If everybody's able to listen to us, why are we not? If people were responding to us before, so we wouldn't be a. We haven't been offline.
Somebody's texting me, probably telling us that we lost it.
Hey,
I lost my phone somewhere. Are we going to talk, or are we just going to sit here and wait until it clicks back on?
Well, yeah.
Why don't we record the rest of the show? We could just play it back.
We are recording it.
We're recording. We're going ahead now.
Yeah, but we can finish recording it, and then if we ever get connection back.
Apparently, we're getting the okay now.
We're back now.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe
that.
That
was the best 2 minutes of radio.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
that. That was gold. We will never be able to reproduce what happened in the last 2 minutes.
That was so funny.
Oh, my God. This obese dwarf was juggling penises in the living room. I can't believe it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'm never going to reproduce if I have to deal with you three again.
Oh, what happened? They said they lost the feed.
Who did? Oh,
what?
Really?
Yeah, we're starting to sound like other shows.
That's some napper-headed hole.
Wow. Did they lose the feed a lot during the day?
No.
How did they lose the feed?
I don't know.
No,
it happens.
Sometimes.
We were probably talking about Ewan McGregor's cock, and there's probably
been
some kind of weird embargo on internet penis on internet radio or celebrity penis on internet radio.
I've listened to this station during the day, and sometimes it kind of peters out. But
It
peters steals out.
Okay.
But on some of the shows, sometimes
Steve's smiling.
If it Peter Steele'd out,
he was out jogging.
It would be gone for decades.
He was out jogging. He had an erection, and he knocked over like the tower that was like feeding the internet server.
I know. I think one or two of the other shows have had problems with
It's like the butterfly effect. It's the Peter Steele's cock effect.
Okay, yeah.
It just like it makes like a little like wave, and it ends up in Jersey. And it knocks us off the air.
Wait.
That's chaos theory.
Yeah. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, chaos.
I watched Jurassic Park yesterday.
Peter Steele gets a boner and there's like a typhoon.
just
from his penis getting larger, it pushes all the air.
People are suffering slash smiling.
Sonic boom. It's okay.
It's like thunder, the rapid.
What?
Is that what happened with like all the wildfires?
Perhaps. That could have been a potential cause.
Yeah.
He was rubbing his dick on a tree and it started a fire.
Oh, my God.
All right. This is...
That's enough. I'm not gay.
The penistocrats. Jesus Christ. Anyway.
It's funny because I'm just hearing, go ahead, guys. Yeah, I'm just encouraging it.
Yeah, she is. She.
I know. You're the one with the...
Yeah, the one who started that whole skateboard
size thing. Not me. I don't care what size they are.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't care what size they are.
She has no recollection.
Steve don't care what size they are as long as they're 5 to 10 inches.
I don't either. Let's just stop.
In the neighborhood.
All right, no more penis talk.
Steve can't stop.
Big clitorises.
So, Matt, who would you go gay for?
That's not worth it.
He'd go gay for George the Animal Steel.
Come on.
Wow.
George the Animal Steel.
No, he would go gay for The Undertaker.
Why would I do that?
Well, that's like your favorite person.
So?
Well, I'm just saying. Like
that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, there's somebody else then? He's not cute enough? I don't know.
No, Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Yeah, exactly.
Shawn Michaels.
Matt thinks he's cute. He knows he's
I'm trying to come up with somebody.
I want to wrap my hair around his thighs.
The zombie corpse of Mr. Perfect.
Wow.
Zombie corpse of Kurt Hennig.
I'm trying to remember all the wrestling I've watched recently with you guys.
You know, a lot of people are just turning off because of
that's all
wrestling. All
right,
Bobby Heenan. Not Bobby Heenan of today.
Oh, no, not train wreck today.
Not Bobby Heenan of ever.
I was trying to think of that name. I don't.
You go gay for fat, lisping Bobby Heenan.
Or Monsoon.
Well,
probably Monsoon.
Because I knew that Carly was trying to come up
Gorilla
with
Monsoon.
Really? Mm-hmm. Thank you. I was really trying.
You're like, I know him.
That one, the blonde one.
Well,
looks
I
like
said,
every other
I, said
one.
I would go gay for John C. McGinley.
Okay.
That's the guy from what, Scrubs or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Who would you go gay for?
Yeah, what woman would you go gay for?
What woman would I go gay for?
Yeah. Who would you lap run for?
Interesting.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Whose bean would you flick?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. can I have like 2 seconds?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Go, ready?
Just talk amongst yourselves and I'll just pop
Peter
in.
Still's penis. Peter Still's penis. Peter Still's penis.
Well, we know Peter Steve's. Peter we know everybody else's. Thank God you guys don't
know. How about you, Vaughn? Yeah.
Me?
How about you?
You haven't...
Who wouldn't you go gay
yeah,
for?
Yeah, that's like an easier question to answer.
Wow. You mean who would he go straight for?
Yeah.
Oh!
Wicked burn. Wow.
It's just too easy.
Honestly.
Fish in a barrel.
Just because I go to the parade once and you guys will never let me live that down.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Well, yeah. I mean, if
it was a thing to do in the city.
No.
It was a thing to do in the city 18 times.
I can think of a lot of other things to do in the city.
It's a thing to do in a dark alley.
Yeah. It's a thing that you should have, had you done it, not been in a picture.
It was a thing to pay Ronaldo
it was
for.
After the, it was after the parade was over. Everybody was roaming back to get back home.
It was a thing to get AIDS for.
Yeah. It's evidence.
Are you a gift giver now?
Yeah, I'm a gift giver.
Give is that red shirt symbolic of something? Is it red the color for AIDS? Is it red the color for AIDS?
Oh, my God!
Oh, and he just exposed his belly.
And his inverted nipple.
No.
Yes, Vaughn has inverted nipples, and they are delicious.
Carly, have you
I'll put
up
a picture
anybody?
On MySpace. From,
I'm
on my
still
MySpace.
Trying to think. I'm trying to think of like my favorite movies and like what girls are in those.
I would say Gwen Stefani for you.
You're right. Oh, secret Gwen Stefani fan over here. I'm going to go see her tomorrow night.
If
ain't
I
no
were
a back girl.
Where?
Ain't no carpet
PNC
munching.
PNC Center with my cousins.
Bob Hopkins.
Since when?
Since today.
Really?
I know somebody else. I know someone else is going to see her. I would have liked to have known because I would have gone and seen her.
Is it just Gwen Stefani or is it No Doubt? She hasn't been
there. Akon's going to be there, I think.
Oh, he's going to molest 14-year-olds?
So it's all, it's black, it's Black Stefani.
Basically.
It's Black Stefani. But no, she's got that like little Asian.
Or is it
thing
Asian
too.
Stefani?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
She's cycling like, through different cultures.
It's Gwen Stefani. That's
she's
in one of
she's gonna be doing like Irish jig music next year.
Well, I would love that
with Michael Flatley.
I love how I
ain't no holler back girl in my jumper.
Wow.
Jackie
it is
Chan
Gwen
in the 70s.
Stefani. She's my hero.
Okay.
I gave out both my answers. You guys are never getting them.
I have a cough.
Yeah, we don't really care.
You're a bunch of assholes.
Just like no one cares about mine.
Yep. Okay.
I cared.
What
did
do we got?
Vaughn, did you want to talk about this medical miracle lady?
Let's talk about it.
Yes, let's please.
I wouldn't call it much of a miracle.
No, it's a miracle, but it's so
full
horrendous.
Screen this shit so I can see it.
I don't know if you can get any bigger.
It gets bigger, Vaughn.
Okay.
Oh,
it gets bigger. This is like this is like Peter Steele size here.
Oh, goodness.
All right, let's listen to this. See what it's all about.
I remember the impact. And then,
oh my God!
I told you it's gonna be bad.
Wait, whoa! What the fuck is this?
Oh no!
See, I don't find that funny just because she got hurt.
She got fucked.
It's a girl. I thought it was
no,
a dude.
No, the thing is, Carly's saying she got hurt like all nice and cute. This woman,
this is more
got
than hurt.
Fucked up. Like this is just beyond hurt.
This was a serious failure.
Make her talk.
Yes.
And I don't even understand this.
Was she drinking? Was it her fault or no?
Well, let him play the clip and you'll find out what happened to her.
Because if it wasn't her fault, it's not funny.
Well, no, but...
If she was drinking and driving, then laugh at it.
Okay, Mom.
This sounds like a random occurrence.
All right, let's...
I remember the impact. And then I had no control over my head.
In a matter of seconds, 30-year-old Shannon Malloy's life changed. A car crash January 25th on a Nebraska road dealt such a powerful blow that her head dislocated from her spine. The clinical term for her condition, internal decapitation.
I wasn't focused so much on the pain. I just kept thinking, I have to stay alive.
Dr. Gary Giuselli says Shannon's will to live is what saved her.
That I've seen it once before, and the patient unfortunately didn't make it.
5 screws drilled into Shannon's neck and 4 more in her head keep her stabilized. It's called a halo and prevents her skull from shifting. Not exactly an easy or pain-free procedure.
My skull slipped off of my neck about 5 times. Every time they tried to screw this way,
I can't watch this.
Okay.
Her eyes are more crossed than...
This is unreal.
Listen to me. What she's saying exactly is that while they were trying to put the halo together,
that her head kept moving around.
Head
yeah,
slipped. Her head slipped off her neck five times.
It was only being held on by the skin of her neck.
Like
yeah. That's it.
Like a.
Could
like,
you imagine?
Like
that?
Your grandfather Why? Trying to put screws. Into a hole, like trying to get them in there, just to keep falling out. They keep falling out.
I
just
kinda.
Die.
No,
just die. Why would you want to live
yeah,
and look like
really,
that?
Really, honestly, why?
All right,
I can't eat bread, and I'm ready to kill
yeah.
myself. And this lady,
I can't imagine.
Her
she
eyes
can't
are almost
anything.
Touching; they're so crossed. Yeah, yeah her eyes are crossed. And I love that through all this shit, she still has her lip pierced.
Yeah,
yeah. She probably still puts makeup on.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Okay.
Okay, baby, what's going on?
No, like oh! I just I'm like.
Look.
Well, I don't, oh.
The reason why her eyes are like that is because of, like, I think hemorrhaging.
Yeah?
Yeah, she...
What? Are you alright?
How do you like this blouse?
Oh my god.
Does it match my crossed eyes?
Does it say how she got into the accident?
Exactly. I can't even remember. I know it was a car accident.
It is very terrible. I would rather be dead than be her.
Yeah. That's how sad it is.
No.
I can't even formulate words.
It's unbelievable, right? It's just pure cringe. It's
all right. Okay.
Why not just die?
Way to bring it down.
I guess that's why I didn't find it funny.
Yeah.
Well, I don't find it funny. I just find it completely horrifying.
Well, it is pretty terrible. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I feel bad, but at the same time, it's like.
Man. But here's the thing. If what we were watching right now was on Saturday Night Live, we'd all be laughing and laughing and laughing.
Of course. Oh, yeah, they'd probably even write a bit.
It's just
because
it's that ridiculous.
Fake.
Yeah. She was like a Pez dispenser when they were trying to put it on because, like, she, like, seriously. She,
what, like a loose
her
bolt?
Head was not being supported by her,
a
by
Star,
her spine.
A Star Wars Pez dispenser?
Maybe. Maybe one of the many that
adorned Derek's fucking yeah. computer.
Which reminds me, they're a little crooked.
You gotta fix him up.
He probably has like outlines.
That's from him getting angry while playing Star Wars and shaking the yeah. the desk a little bit too much.
I think it's probably just from his belly when he sits down
and smashing his.
Wow! I have them in order of appearance in the movies.
You're a nerd. You are the biggest dork ever.
Just
that's
kidding.
So bit. No, you're not. You're not.
No,
you're
not.
No, I can already tell they're not.
No. Because the first one in there is Boba Fett.
Yeah,
he's not
he
in
it. He wasn't in there until like.
No, it's from Most Liked. That's what it is. Right? What is it?
Like C-3PO or R2 would be first, mm-hmm. right?
Honestly, they're up there completely randomly.
Yep. Okay.
I had them in a bag and I just took them out and put them one by one.
I think you should put them in order that way.
Maybe I will. Anyway, back to the story.
This is
that
terrible.
Made rebuilding Shannon's neck strength a priority. But there were other complications.
I had a fractured skull, swollen brain stem, bleeding in my brain.
Oh, no!
I also have a GI tube in my stomach because I have nerve damage to my throat so I can't swallow.
I can't believe she can even walk.
Nerve damage to my eyes so they cross.
Doctors are working on that. But today, her skull has healed. She's well enough to have her halo removed.
What?
It only took about 8 minutes for them to take the whole thing off.
Wow.
You alright?
Yeah.
Wow, she's a lot better.
Shannon's mom, Robin Frazee, is amazed that her daughter has survived this ordeal and has recovered as well as she has. Robin remembers the first few days in the hospital and calls them touch and go. One doctor continued to tell the family to prepare for the worst.
It was just really scary because he just kept saying, we've never, ever seen this injury in a person that's alive, and you need to say your goodbyes now.
Well, goodbye won't be happening anytime soon.
Oh, my God, it's a miracle.
Oh, it's an absolute miracle. It's a miracle that she was able to survive from the actual accident.
It's a miracle he went through puberty.
Are those bruises or tattoos on her?
I have a PhD, but my like on her back. Penis still isn't bigger than 2 inches.
Okay.
What?
I've seen this injury in a person that's alive, and you need to say your goodbyes now.
Well, goodbye won't be happening anytime soon.
Oh, those are probably from the halo.
Oh, it's an absolute miracle. It's a miracle that
I don't know. Oh, that looked like a tattoo on her back.
Yeah. Now, they didn't say what the accident was caused by.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they will. There's still another couple seconds.
It was just a crash.
From the actual accident, and also a miracle that she's made, the progress that she's made.
Doctors will continue to work on Shannon's swallowing and vision. She says removing the halo was a big step for her, making her feel like a full recovery is in sight.
Oh, yeah, that's incredible. I would ideally like to be fully recovered. I know that's not going to be a great possibility. I could come really close, though.
That's yeah, I'm gonna have a nightmare tonight.
Wow, yeah, that was really honestly, that was nightmarish.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Juan.
Oh my god!
I thought it was a good story, and actually, it
well,
is.
It is. It is.
But it's
it is and it is.
The factor that we're on a radio station.
Oh,
is
it's
called,
giving me chills. Mm-hmm. It's so disturbing.
It's called cringe humor, and this is probably the cringiest thing we talk about.
There's no real humor involved. Yeah, this is just cringe. Cringe life.
I like that.
The fact that her head is a floppy disk.
It is. She has a flimsy neck piece.
Well, now it's a little better, I think. But she's got to wear that, you know, that African neck brace.
I want to see her on brutalblowjobs.com.
Oh, okay. All right.
God.
What's that noise?
I don't know.
It's the pipe bomb I built in your...
Cool.
I hear some random
is that
buzzing.
Is my computer or your computer?
Okay. Technical difficulties, Fine. Folks. Is that your hard drive?
Know.
Or is that
running out
fan?
Of space?
I hope not.
Finally, giving one. Right? We'll be
all
shutting
that,
down in 2 seconds.
All that
seconds.
Filthy porn. Gotta go.
No, seriously.
No, it doesn't. Never.
Put it on DVDs. God.
Like that.
So, yeah, that's really
I mean, that's just it's
disturbing.
Amazing. It's horrifying and amazing at once.
Yeah, I just hope it never happens.
I can't believe, number one, that she survived.
Yeah.
I can't believe that she's gotten to the point where she doesn't need a neck brace.
I can't believe she didn't mention Peter Steele's penis throughout the entire interview.
See, if they would have put his, if they would have substituted
it.
Her
no,
spine
now I know what
with
it was.
His penis,
now
she'd
I
be
know
fine.
What it was.
She'd also be 18 feet tall.
Now I know what
See?
Her. Now I know what her car hit. Friggin' Typho must have been doing a show in the
he
area.
He tripped her car.
As he got out of the, as he got
so
out.
So Peter and Ed was sitting on one side of the road. Kenny was on the other, and Josh was playing jump rope. So
I think we had a speed bump. That's the biggest speed bump I've ever seen. I didn't know they had veins.
See?
We Carly doesn't funny. Even know what to do.
You know when a joke is bad? When you look at Carly, she just goes and shakes her head slowly.
Especially when
back
it has to
forth.
Do when it has to do with penises.
Yeah.
If she doesn't appreciate it, then you know you've gone over the
Yeah, this is
gone over
the person
top.
Who said that his dick was it's all right.
Just all right for me, dog.
Just all right for me, dog.
That's wow. I don't know. I can't have that.
So yeah, that's terrible. I don't know what to think. I don't know.
I would just tell them to kill me, really, honestly.
I have
no willpower to live after that.
I wouldn't either.
No.
I'd be so like disgraced and ashamed of like what I was had become.
Yeah.
But was it her fault or not?
They didn't
no. they didn't explain.
Because if it was her fault, yes, but if not
Well, if it was, I don't know.
No, it matters a lot.
No, I know it matters. I'm just trying to say, if it was her fault, they probably wouldn't mention it because she was so severely, whatever. But if it wasn't her fault, they would probably mention it.
So it probably was her fault. Then.
If she got smashed by like a drunk driver, they would probably say
maybe it was
because of a drunk driver.
Yeah.
But if she was fucking around, then
maybe it was something that she lost control or something. It really doesn't explain anything.
Like a squirrel or something in the road, and she dodged it and.
Man, it was it could have been a marathon blowjob, and it just started.
God,
her head just. Oh just no!
Okay. Peter Steele's penis is sticking out the window.
Uh-huh. Hey, you said it. You said it.
You're the one who likes it.
That was what almost.
She was in a convertible. Peter Steele's penis is hanging out the window. Right. It clotheslined her.
Wow.
It was a lariat.
Lariat.
So
the toucher said she looks like the evil guy from the Lord of the Rings. Is that little worm tongue? I guess that's
what I think he means worm tongue.
Oh, or Gollum. I don't know.
Gollum, maybe.
Gollum.
Gollum's a little worse. I don't know.
Little worse than that.
Gollum with a wig on.
Just a little.
Yeah.
You know, anyone normal person would say Gollum, but I have to come up with worm tongue because I got Carly, the Lord of the Rings expert over here.
She is the lordess of the Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings over here and Star Wars over here.
Oh, God.
Match made in hell.
It's a nerdy
apartment.
I'm
like getting
G-tier
by the minute.
The Witch King dude with the big head thing on.
What's that?
Oh, the Witch King of Agmar?
The Witch King of Agmar, of course.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Everyone who just heard that,
verbatim.
That's Carly.
That's me. Ask him if that's what he wanted.
It's like
I'm sure it was.
It's like a bad 50s comedy
I'm sure
show.
He's just going to say,
that's
yeah,
Carly.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it.
What she said.
That's
Hit the
Carly.
Nail on the head.
That's Carly.
Woman with her head internally.
With the
internally
Peter Steele playgirl, like.
Whatever, with Steve standing behind.
Like, what? We need to take that picture.
with Steve standing behind her with his eyes bound. Okay.
Steve just
it's
like
just all right for me, dog.
Okay.
It's
just all right for me, dog.
That's all right.
I need something to bring me up from this. That was just
that
horrific.
That was really heavy.
You're welcome. Mike is in the chat room.
Ba-ba-boo!
All right, you need something a little
web
a little lighter.
Mike. Yeah,
you
got something here, about gays dying of AIDS or something.
Okay, here's
what you got here, Steve. Orange soda.
Even the thought of surgery is frightening, but usually we get some sort of comfort knowing we'll be asleep during the whole thing.
But what happens when the doctors think you're asleep, but actually you're not completely asleep? CBS News' Dr. Holly Phillips is joining us with one woman's story of really sheer terror, Holly.
Thank you. It is incredibly, incredibly frightening. But imagine lying on an operating table awake and you're screaming inside, but no one can hear you. Uh-huh. That's what happened to the woman who shared her story with me.
Oh, come on.
The sweet sounds of Carol Weir's life have faded after a traumatic surgery changed her forever.
I was in the worst terror I have been in my life. I wanted to die.
It's Sister Angelica.
She was having surgery to remove her diseased right eye when things
went
wrong. Suddenly,
yes,
I heard the surgeon
they're removing
say,
it.
Cut deeper and pull harder to the resident. And it occurred to me that something here was not right.
And indeed it wasn't.
And I realized suddenly I was awake and that they were not done.
Carol was experiencing a rare but horrifying surgical nightmare called anesthesia awareness. She was awake but paralyzed. And the general anesthesia wasn't working.
Oh, God.
I was beginning to realize I was paralyzed. But I can move a finger. Nothing. Try a toe. Nothing. A foot. A hand. My head.
Anesthesia awareness happens when the medications used to paralyze the patient on the operating table work. But the other medications don't.
So I was feeling all of these different sensations. I felt instruments being laid on my chest. I felt them playing with
the
tube. I felt the automatic blood pressure cuff.
Twice the medication wore off, just enough so she was able to move a bit, only to be given another painful dose.
It is like being on fire. It is like having ignited fuel going through your veins. I thought, well, maybe I'm lying on the coals of hell. And I'm really sorry to say this, but I don't care. Just let me go.
Carol now suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Shell
shock? No longer teach music and has panic attacks,
apparently.
Nightmares, and difficulty sleeping.
There was a priest who had that. I think they were operating on his stomach, and he woke up, and I guess somehow he could see them, like, oh, because they had his guts like all laid out.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I guess he could see it.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up killing himself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because he would have every night he would wake up with night terrors, nightmares, and all that shit. And he eventually just killed himself.
Gross.
That's pretty.
Can you imagine just waking up and having people feeling everything?
Pulling out my guts? Nope.
Yeah.
Satan's in my colon.
When I had my knee surgery, there was an option where you could just get like a local, like from like your back down.
They put a sheet in front of your face or something?
Yeah, but they would put it up on a monitor and you could watch it.
What?
That's ridiculous.
And I wanted to do that. I was like, I totally want to watch this. And my mom's like, no, she's not doing that. I wanted to see it.
Can I watch them buzzsaw through my leg? Oh, no.
I totally want to imagine that they didn't give you that option.
But you know what? I saw part of, like, you know, one of those surgery shows on like TLC.
I can't watch
them.
I can't watch them.
I saw the surgery they did to me,
yeah.
And they were like hammering.
Oh yeah,
into the
chiseling. Oh, stop.
My little sister is
stop.
Addicted to that.
I know,
shit.
Right? She needs to be a nurse.
Sister's a freak.
She used to be a nurse when she grows up.
Then. She can stomach that stuff.
She's
been watching
I love that stuff.
The operations and extreme birth shit, like all that stuff.
Extreme birth.
Since she could comprehend television. I don't understand.
They catch him in the other end of the room.
Extreme birth!
The umbilical cord is a bungee jump.
My father was...
They have it on top of a bridge.
Evil Knievel flies over the baby as it shoots out of the uterus.
Extreme!
Snips
the cord, yeah. Me and my father...
drops the motorcycle, grabs the baby, cuts the cord, wraps it in a towel, and then lands.
Me and my dad do that. We watch it while we're eating dinner sometimes.
He goes, it's a...
While we're eating dinner. Like the surgery stuff, because it's just something to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Sure is.
Plastic surgery, maybe. I couldn't watch any of the hardcore surgeries.
No, plastic surgery is awful.
Yeah.
Because they're asleep, and they're just like sitting there, and they're all cut up.
So
and they take a chisel, and they just start like...
Yeah.
On their skull. Yep.
Or the liposuction's fine.
No, when they go up under the skull.
No,
like,
stop.
Yeah,
they
stop.
Are pretty rough when they do
that
shit,
too. I'm not
going
to be able to
listen
to this show ever.
They like take like the tubes and then just slide it underneath your skin and
like
shit.
Like the breast enlargement? They're like...
But the thing is,
oh, yeah.
give me that shirt. I'm gonna make
well, they've
it
finally gotten away.
I want to make that tit bigger.
when they finally have a way to fill them while they're inside, so they don't have to like cram in like a full implant.
You know
the
what?
Skin.
I just had an idea. Instead of using anesthesia, they should just punch them in the head with Hulk gloves and cement.
Nice callback.
Wow, Vaughn got it.
I actually thought about that because the other day at work, me and my friend at work, we try to outgross each other.
Yeah.
And I said I wanted to fist the girl with the Hulk gloves on and see what that was like.
See?
And yeah. That's and funny. Then the show died.
That's it. Derailed.
The girl. She's like, oh.
We don't need a drunk upstairs neighbor to derail this show.
That's true.
Mike said,
isn't the door locked?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Make sure it's locked. Mike says they stick some pyros in her vagina so the kid can make a real entrance.
Like Goldberg coming out.
And he said, and announcing, dum, 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 boom. I don't know what that's supposed to be. But
who's a healthy baby boy?
Who's born?
Okay.
It punches his umbilical cord off.
Bites it. Start shaking the umbilical cord like it's the ultimate war.
Punches through the incubator.
Pops up in a can of formula.
Wow, they both had it at the same time.
This is terrible.
No, it's hysterical. Because you know why? We finally figured out where we need to be doing.
Wrestling.
Yep. Wrestling references.
Rips off his jammies. His one piece. His onesie.
Gonna tear this onesie.
Oh, God. Kids gonna tear this here onesie.
Yeah. Mike says twins equals tag team.
Wow.
He's got a do-rag wrapped around his fontanelle.
Quadruple Survivor Series.
Fontanelles. I love that word.
It's a good one.
Screaming about the baby steer ones on you.
Okay.
All right.
Abortions are jobbers.
They
job to the big man.
Wow.
Nice.
I don't quite get it, but I think I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know. I want to meet the baby that's heel. Like, turns heel.
The heel baby.
If it comes out like not breathing, is it considered like gigging?
I guess kind of. I don't know.
What is it?
That's two inside.
This fetus runs wild on you?
No.
I think your computer's okay now.
No, it's going back and forth.
It's going win.
Yeah, ask a web monster Mike what that means.
Yeah.
It means shotgun to it.
Put your mic up to it. Yeah. Let him see.
It's like...
Hey, Mike, listen to this.
Yeah, Dr. Mike, listen.
It's like Geek Squad here. Yeah. Mike, listen to this.
It sounds like a warp core engine. Whoops.
It could be my I have a new graphics card, and it has a fan on it. So,
oh, it's getting louder. Put it up there again. It sounds like an alien ship landed.
Just sounds like a dishwasher.
Well, now it's
just stopped.
That went away. It might have been my graphics card. I don't know.
Yeah, blowing
it's
up.
It's very strange, though.
That's
I've never heard that.
I'm actually concerned. I wish I could restart my computer right now. Yeah.
But you can't.
It sounds like when Ned Flanders did hover bikes.
I don't remember that.
I don't either. I don't remember.
You ever seen
so
that?
So dumb.
All you talk about is the Simpsons, Carly.
Yeah.
I love the Simpsons.
So what? Let's talk about wrestling.
I know.
Nerd.
So fuck.
You nerd.
Movie comes out in what? 3 months?
Does it?
I can't wait.
Yeah. I don't know.
July?
And Pirates come out at the end of the month.
This is a pretty big year for movies. Too bad most of them flopped.
But Pirates is going to be good.
Okay.
Hey, next week.
I doubt it. Yeah, Tentacle Beard's gay.
Tentacle Beard.
No, the back of his head looks like a ball sack. Right, Derek?
Who? What? Yeah.
He's an octopus. Yeah. And he's got a big glove thing hanging out.
It looks like fucking Cthulhu. It's fucking ridiculous.
He has a tentacle beard. I can't take that serious.
But
yeah,
the
I can't
back
either.
Of his head.
And why does Johnny Depp have eyes painted on his face?
Oh, because they thought he was a god.
Did you watch
but
the movie?
He wasn't.
They thought wrong.
And he was just pretending to be a god, and he was going to be
explaining
killed.
Explaining the plot for Pirates 2.
Yeah.
They painted him up
night.
Like in tribal things, and part of the thing was that they painted eyeballs on his eyelids.
And it looked cool because he has that little eyes closed, and he opened them, and it was cute.
They should have painted him green so that they wouldn't be able to see him on the green screen.
They should just fucking.
That was so asinine.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What?
They should just send him back to the set of Crybaby, and that'd be fine.
God.
You know what, though? That was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
I liked it.
The first one was really good, and it reminded me of that video game Escape from Monkey Island.
Okay. Yeah.
With the pirates, you know? Like, it was like lighthearted action comedy romp, but there was like silly little things happening.
Yeah, well, it was based on a ride. They had to figure out something to do with it.
But if Pirates of the Caribbean doesn't go wrong, the pirates don't start killing the people. Jurassic Park reference.
All right.
Remember?
Yeah.
I watched that yesterday.
Jeff Goldblum.
What about him?
Jeff Goldblumkin.
Well, they were talking about the Jurassic Park, and he's like, oh, it's just setbacks. All major theme parks have setbacks, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Six Flags had a setback. Was brought to Jersey.
King Ka.
I can't wait to go to Six Flags. We should all make a trip there.
Nope,
really
I'm not going.
Go
summertime now, man.
Yeah, Matt won't go.
Nope.
Dumb.
The Star Wars?
Clever.
No, Jurassic Park.
I know.
Same guy.
I could tell.
They killed off the best character right away, and then they had like three more.
Who,
movies.
The T-Rex?
Jeff Goldblum?
No. I really like the groundskeeper guy.
Oh, yeah.
With the he was like hunting the raptor.
Yes.
Oh, he died.
Best character. He was.
Oh, he died. Are you not paying attention?
He's all set to get the one straight ahead, but like earlier in the movie, Dr. Grant was talking about how they attack from the side.
Oh yeah.
And he's ready to shoot the one straight ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
Pops out the side. Clever girl.
Did Web Monster Mike solve your problem?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Well,
you fucked.
He said what he thinks it might be.
Oh. What's his diagnosis?
You really want to hear?
Yeah.
Was it bad enough that I put the mic up to it?
Uh-huh.
Dr. Mike, medicine woman.
He said it sounds like a fan.
I thought it was a fan.
He said,
right aristocrats. Yeah.
It's Vendo. Vendo's
moved into your computer.
A bad bearing.
Okay.
Vendo moved into the computer.
I could probably fix that for you.
Okay. With a chisel.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And when will I get it back? All your little projects laying on the desk. When are you going to fix my compressor?
I never took that one in with me.
Yeah, I know. Why?
Because I'm still working on something else.
Exactly. So I'm not gonna get in your queue.
Mm-hmm. Get in the queue.
Mm-hmm. Right, Steve?
Oh, that's right. Queue is British for a line.
And the couples therapy is over for the night. Let's continue.
There's two stories here.
I have a lot. Of
both have to
do
with
wrestling,
animal poop, and food.
Lola.
Wonderful. Oh, and Aussies.
I gotta piss again.
Yes. Cafe Crazy Australians, Toucher, in the last decade have embraced coffee in all its forms, but they've saved the most expensive for last.
Oh, no.
Mm. Kopi Luwak, made in neighboring Indonesia from coffee beans, excreted from by native civet cats.
Oh, civet oil. Ugh.
No, this isn't their oil.
This is their
dumps.
It is the world's rarest and most expensive coffee, painstakingly extracted by hand from the animal's forest droppings.
So they're doing the same thing that other like companies have done with like the attacking them.
No, they just go through the forest and they find their shit.
Oh, I thought you said forest.
No, forest.
So they clean the coffee beans.
Okay, that's okay then. Yeah.
So what happens is when they take their shit, they take whatever coffee beans are in it. Right? Or are they making coffee beans out of the shit?
I think they're making it out of them, I thought.
Why don't they just have a little...
Coffee beans?
Oh, come on!
I think they're eating the coffee beans and then shitting them out.
What if you mistake the shit for another animal's shit? Would the coffee taste like shit?
Like a Sasquatch or something.
When roasted, the resulting bean sells for around $1,000 a kilo. That's a lot
it
of
has
fucking
to be,
money.
It's
more
has
than cocaine.
It has to be shit. It has to be beans that are being eaten and then shit out.
I doubt it. And brew into an earthy, syrupy coffee acknowledged by connoisseurs as one of the world's finest.
Yeah, okay.
They go for $50 a cup in tea rooms.
People drink coffee so fast. Do you think it's a renewable resource, but I think the price is
It's low. A laxative as it is, so eating shit.
Oh, so
isn't
it's
that
gonna
laxative
go up.
Oh, so that's kinda normal. Everybody
drinking
around
shit,
here,
whatever.
Everybody around here drinks Starbucks and that's shit. So why don't they just start shitting in cups?
Charbucks.
Fucking shit.
That's good. It's happening again.
Put your face around my
Lola's checking one out.
Fuck up with that shit.
I am so sickened by that story.
Yeah,
I'm not.
On so many levels.
Because
I just
people are so gay that they'll do anything to sound sophisticated. Like, oh, I drink coffee made out of poo.
They don't sound sophisticated, though.
Well, I think they do.
I'd drink it.
Like, oh, I eat fucking squid.
You drink it?
Like, I drink.
Nobody voluntarily eats squid. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Squid?
That's disgusting.
Squid's good.
Squid?
No, gross.
I'd eat it.
Calamari? Why would you eat anything with more than three Carly? Worms?
I'd eat anything.
Calamari?
Anything.
Nah, I guess.
I don't know.
Vendo did say that he would send us some Japanese goodies to eat on the air, including squid.
I don't believe him. Vendo, I told him that.
He wanted to airmail me Mega Mac.
Yeah. Vendo, send me something cool.
Is that possible?
I don't. I told him he probably wouldn't make it.
You need to give him the address first. But don't do that on the air.
Can you mail like food to
yes,
people?
Yes, you can.
Media really? Mail it.
You can media mail it. No, you can mail food. You can mail stuff.
Because like when I went to Germany and we came back, they wouldn't let some kid brought like a plant or like flowers.
No, you can't.
No, you can't do that.
What's the
difference? Wow, Vaughn is right. Mike says the cats eat it and shit it out.
Great.
Thank you.
What's the difference?
I don't know. What? I guess going through their system.
No. What I'm talking about.
Bringing it back, there could be like bugs or something that doesn't belong there. And it could get into a different ecosystem where it would completely fuck
destroy
it up.
Destroy it, That's why you're
like
supposed to...
giant spiders and cactuses.
Yeah, I was just going to say that in your movie.
We've seen arachnophobia, right?
Yeah, I think everybody in here has.
Let's isolate that so Matt can just do the sound effect.
You bring back something that doesn't belong.
No, it's terrifying.
Or in The Simpsons with the bullfrogs.
No, you remember in Arachnophobia when the old people, they're laying there and the spider comes out of his nose? Oh, God, that's disgusting how they do that.
I don't remember that part.
This show is completely... falling apart.
Yeah, it is.
There's no
cohesion.
Let me get to the other story.
No, we're just kind of flowing.
We're
going. Like a big dump.
It's like a jam.
We got the flow show.
You want to...
Oh, come on.
You want to cook out, but you don't have any charcoal for the grill? Ran out of propane? Why not try moose nuggets for fuel?
What?
Seventh graders in Jim Leppy's social studies class at Goldenville Elementary took the lessons they learned in the classrooms outside to the grill. They did this to see if cultures from the past had the right idea when they used animal dung to cook their food.
Too much
food.
Okay, what's the guy's name again?
I don't know.
The
you really want
name?
Me to read it
was
again?
It Jim Leppy?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jim Leppy, you fucking freak.
Good one, Vaughn.
What? Moose shit?
The many hot dogs cooking on the classroom's grill seem to show...
Not eating.
Alaska has another natural fuel that is plentiful throughout the state.
It's fantastic.
Moose shit. Instead of having to sit in the classroom and listen to me or do some stupid worksheet...
We ate.
They get to go out and here and do something. Eat something if they want to. Cooked over an animal dung fire.
Yeah, not going to do it.
I'd eat it. I don't care.
It's the 10th year that the class has done this.
What, eating moose shit covered...
Yeah, has grilled
hot
out
dogs?
Using moose nuggets for fuel.
I'd do it.
Look,
so
Steve's
you can light animal shit on fire.
Steve's not gonna vomit.
Cook your food.
Steve's got to go.
The last time I checked, lighting shit on fire was an offense.
Really? Like,
well, if you put it in a bag and light it in front of somebody's yard, in somebody's house.
What must those hot dogs taste like?
They
moose
taste
shit.
Like shit.
Like hot dogs.
They don't taste like hickory or a nice nice piece of wood.
I'm sure they'd be
or charcoal.
Fine.
No.
Maybe moose shit doesn't smell that bad. I've never smelled moose shit.
I bet it does.
I'm sure it's fine. It's not cow shit. Cow shit's the worst.
Dude, that moose shit probably smells worse than cow shit.
I'm thinking it's like one of your farts times four.
Wow, just four?
Yeah, it's very low. You fucking smell his farts. They fucking
it's
stink.
Pretty bad. So Derek is one quarter of a moose.
You guys wouldn't eat it, though? If you had the option, you wouldn't eat it.
I probably don't want to eat anything that's near shit.
The thing I wanted to tell you...
It's not touching the shit.
It's close to it.
The
shit's hot enough that all the bacteria burn
it's off. Hot shit? Is that what you're saying?
Carly's
it's
not used to being on the radio. I'm sorry.
Carly's not used to being in life.
Wow.
Oh, good one.
Oh, snap.
No, I was about to say, you know, the thing your parents should have told you when you were born was that you were one of those first human animal hybrids.
Oh, you were one
of
the tests?
I'm so glad I shut Carly up so you can say
they
that.
They didn't kill you
if
after
I got
14
out,
days.
If I got it out 2 minutes before she started going off.
It still wouldn't have been funny.
It would have been out there.
In Mexico, would it be like a mangaroo?
You're an idiot.
A
mangaroo. See, it's fun when we're doing animal-people hybrid.
Yeah. Come on, can you come up with one, Vaughn?
Come on, Vaughn.
Ah, fucking dick bag. Asaurus.
What the fuck? What is this?
There's Superman, Spider-Man 3!
Spider-Man!
Ball cock.
There!
Anyway.
Enough. Oh, Steve has returned.
Yes. Oh, hey, Steve.
3 pounds lighter.
You take a shit?
Pissed.
Piss 3 pounds?
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, dude.
He's been hauling for a while, I think.
Dude.
It's the Coke,
he's
man.
Been
it's 48 ounces of Coke, man.
The soda. Yeah.
Okay. Fucking dick bag Asaurus.
Okay.
The toucher like that one.
Okay. Yeah.
And Chris says, of course, Vaughn's my boy.
I don't know why.
He loves you.
Yeah,
I've got my fingers stuck in me bum.
Spider-Man!
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
You call that a knife?
You should just do your own show.
This
I don't get why he's like...
That's not a knife. That's a spoon.
I don't get it. So train wreck.
Wait, whoa. See,
I was just doing
said...
a bad Crocodile Dundee Australian thing for the toucher. I don't
it's
know
true.
Where you're
and
coming.
I just totally took the Simpsons angle of it.
Oh, I don't know that one.
And you did not feed
I
into
would
it.
Rather
again,
not a
Carly,
Simpsons nerd.
Carly.
Right now.
The whole Simpson thing, just it doesn't work.
Well,
I wish the fires were still going on. In Union Beach, so they get here and just
Union Beach.
Ocean County, dickface.
Union Beach.
No, sorry. It's a whole
Union
county
Beach
away.
Is like 40 miles from the nearest Ocean County town.
My faux pas, prick.
Faux pas,
more like fag paw.
Why don't you go to California and get some Starbucks, or Seattle and get some Starbucks?
I need Starbucks.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Why don't you buy McDonald's burgers and eat them without the bread, douche?
It's not a bad idea, actually.
Dying for kangaroo, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mangaroo.
Cocksuckers.
Mangaroo.
Kangaroo.
What's up, Mang?
Kangaroo.
Okay. We got that.
It hides money.
No, you're down.
Oh, no. Carly is out of control.
Carly gave up.
Yeah, no.
What we got in the chat?
I see you've played Knifey Spoony before.
Whoa.
The toucher likes your
you.
Simpsons
Thank
reference.
You.
Knifey Spoony.
And Chris says, is Carly hot? And I said... Yes.
Is that does everybody concur with that statement? Carly is hot?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
You are hot.
You are hot.
You are something
so
else.
So awkward.
Yeah.
I bet.
Derek's father
Inside.
Said that.
Inside. What Did was he? That?
Derek's yep. father
hey,
said that.
Hey, you know your
me.
Girlfriend. Yeah, I'd like to stick it in her.
I don't
he
think
didn't
put
go
it
that
way.
Far.
You know what's funny? Like during the week, I come up with stuff to talk about on the radio show. Believe it or not,
and blank really? Out,
and I forget everything.
I wouldn't mind if she looked this.
I used to
between
text
my tits.
Me. Be like, I want to talk about this on the show. Don't.
I'm
forget.
Afraid to text you because you sleep until like 2:30.
Dude, text me. I don't care.
I text him like
yeah,
8 in the morning.
Seriously, like he gets to work and he's bored and he'll just be like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna text Matt.
Okay, let's just text me. I'm work all the fucking time during the day.
Somebody please talk to me.
Suck a dick.
Oh, Carly, they want a picture of you.
Uh-oh.
MySpace?
Go to MySpace.
Carly.com.
The one, my favorite picture of Carly is the one that's on my top friends. That one.
Yes, that's actually a very good picture.
Which one is that?
And what is that? MySpace.com/shock?
Sonala.
Oh.
Who, huh?
Space.com/Sonala.
Oh, I know which one it is. It's the same one I have.
I don't
it's
know
the
what
cell
one,
phone.
She's the blondie
actually,
next
you know what?
Derek.
She's not even my friend on MySpace.
Who?
Carly.
Oh, Lola is, but not Carly?
Yeah.
Wow. Why?
I don't know.
A fake one about the dog.
You didn't friend me. All right?
Yeah.
You didn't friend me. You have to friend me.
Steve has to be friended.
Yes.
But Carly's MySpace is private, so no one can really get to
oops.
It.
Oops.
Sorry.
She's not 14.
My MySpace is private.
The dog is not talking.
I'm so tired.
Yeah.
You look
we got 5 minutes, so bear with it.
We got 10 minutes.
Well, I'm pretty tired.
More
too.
Like 8 or 9.
I got
we love how eight. We've given up on the show. We're
all right, what
do
we got?
Seconds.
Well, anybody here have HIV?
Nope.
I Steve? Got a way to cure it.
I don't think so.
A new way to cure HIV has been found in Moscow.
Pop-Tarts.
Olga Varnaska.
Who?
An employee of... Oh, my God.
What is it?
Dermatovitaric?
Fucking Russians.
Oh, it's like
words.
on Tetris. That yeah. The company that makes it is like 76 letters.
Dermatovenonaric
no
clinic issued HIV negative certificates for anyone who is ready to pay 1,500 rubles or $60.
That's an easy way to cure it. $60, you
yep.
got it.
Yep. Oh, here you go. Here's a certificate. You don't have AIDS.
Oh, excellent.
Patients gave Olga a copy of their passport and money. After signing all necessary documents, Olga... in her turn, issued HIV negative certificates. Most of her clients were guest workers. According to Russian laws, all guest workers must pass an HIV blood test
really?
To obtain special certificate confirming their wow. HIV negative status.
That's
yeah.
impressive.
I actually saw yes. like a thing about Russia and like that they're like on the brink of like an AIDS epidemic. That's
yeah,
not something you would ever like think. But they were interviewing like prostitutes in like Siberia, which is funny because like, who fucks in 50 degree below weather? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and there's like one person per every 3 miles.
They're like, oh yeah, let's take down my pantskis.
Pantskis. Wow, Nietzsche Pravda.
Shoot that loadski on my chinski.
Licking on her pussy is like licking on a really bad like fish ice pop.
By the way, a little update, Steve. You are, in fact, Carly's friend on MySpace.
Am I?
Yeah.
Steve is, in fact, a douchebag.
I thought you were.
I forgot. Whoops.
Well, anyway.
Well, how many times
you don't send me messages, damn it.
Yeah, he deletes people if they don't send him a message within 2 months.
Post me comments.
Post me comments?
You don't post me comments.
You're like a fucking woman. You know that, right?
You're like my fucking ball sack. You're ugly and wrinkly.
Wow.
And fat.
He's
and useless.
Far from wrinkly. He's like a balloon.
Useless.
Wow. And red.
Okay. So this person essentially is just passing out HIV negative.
So people can get
the work,
in
yeah.
Moscow, basically.
That's impressive.
I don't have AIDS while they got like lesions popping up as they speak.
Yeah. Fucking.
It's pretty good.
That's disgusting. AIDS lesions to be
very funny. Why?
Yeah. Well,
why?
We watched the Rent in the theaters.
Oh, God.
And they have the scene where the girl's in the hospital at the end
dying
of
AIDS.
And Carly comes over to me and goes, she has lesions. yes, she does.
So raucous good. Laughter.
And she was just like, that's funny.
Had by all.
What, she has legions of fans? No. Oh, lesions.
Legion of Doom.
Legions of Doom.
That they are.
That's the ultimate pun. Legions of Doom.
HIV.
And Rocco's like the gay black AIDS giver.
It's like the gift giver.
Rocco.
Okay. Wow.
This is outrageous.
It's outrageous. This show is completely going all over the place.
No, I like it, actually.
It really is.
This is like the ADD show tonight.
It really is.
Paul Aiderling.
The gay DD show.
3 minutes and counting.
Wow, he's counting on his second.
I gotta get up early.
I gotta get up early. It's up
there. What time?
Like 6:30.
Wow.
Yeah, I gotta get up at 6.
Ew. I don't have to.
Ew.
Oh, well, we can go late then.
Yeah, if you want.
I'm not going to, but we can go late.
We can go late if you want.
Yeah.
I'm not working.
Okay. Vaughn.
We'll just.
Kay is not delivering mail tomorrow.
No, not this whole weekend.
He's off again. I want a job at the post office.
Yeah.
You're off like every other week.
How nice is that? Okay.
And I'm going to Cherry Hill this weekend.
So what about this new tattoo that you're getting, Steve?
Oh, it's pretty
cool.
Are
you getting one?
It's Peter Steele's penis.
No.
Nope. Wrapped in roses.
It's nothing spectacular. It's pretty cool, though. What are you going to Cherry Hill for?
Monster Mania.
What does that mean?
Cherry Hill is like Jew heaven.
It's a horror convention.
Oh. Yeah.
That's all it is?
A horror con?
Yeah.
A horror con, Carly said, because she's not on mic.
Whatever happened to that toy fair we were supposed to go to?
Slept in.
What kind of toys?
Sex toy fair?
Oh, big deal. I slept until 2. Sorry.
Yeah, it started at like 10.
Yeah, it ended at 4. By the time I got up and showered, it was 4 o'clock.
I know. So what do they have at the horror convention? They have like actors and stuff?
Yeah, like, you know, some actors.
Captain Lou Albano.
No, not that I know. I didn't see any, it's not like the Chiller.
He shows
the Chiller
up at the
theater
horrible
con.
Show.
It's not like the Chiller Theater one where they have everybody.
Yeah.
This is like more...
Underground?
No, there's not underground people. Like, who's going to be there? The guy who's doing the new Halloween, the guy who's going to be playing Jason. Tyler Mayne, that's his name?
Oh, he's going to be Jason?
He's going to be Jason.
Dude's like
6'10". No, not Jason. Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
That's the Rob Zombie one.
Yeah.
Tyler Mayne was the guy who played Sabretooth in the first X-Men.
Oh, really?
The big fucking dude. Yeah.
He's going to be there, and they're going to do a panel about it.
Might be pretty good.
Some new Q&A and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Jeff Fahey, you know who he is?
Yeah.
Guy who was Lawnmower Man, he was in Grindhouse.
Mm-hmm.
It
might not be Ben.
No, there's a bunch of people that I've heard of that I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I'm like, all right, that'd be cool to go to. I've just been, everybody's been telling me about this one and that it's actually better than the one that's up here, the Chiller Theater one.
Yeah.
That it's actually like a convention. It's not just B-list actors.
Yeah, it's not just like a random, like whoever wants to show up.
Yeah, it's not like it's not like B-list actors, wrestlers, porn stars, just shilling pictures.
It's organized.
And shit. Yeah, it's actually it's all set up.
Okay.
Like they have panels and stuff like that, so it's actually a setup con. So, and it's weird that I'm actually off the weekend that one's happening. Are you every time go? They every time they happen, I'm never off. So
you gonna
yeah,
go?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna go.
Wanna sounds go, good.
Yeah, should be fun.
Fun. All right, good.
What we got going on in the chat, Derek?
Nothing. I think Mike's asleep.
The fat one.
He probably is.
I'm gonna see if I can get some pictures with the pumper sticker.
The pumper?
The pumper for the
who's
for
the pumper?
The pumper sticker.
I said
huh?
bumper, you schmuck.
Oh, I thought
you
I
did. Not yes. not in English.
You did?
Maybe in
no. Sometimes no. Sometimes your B's come out as P's.
Vonglish.
They do.
Like the sticker. porn again, Christian.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At least my penis stays in my pants, right, Steve?
Not always.
Prick.
Dark Bader.
I don't even know what
Ralph,
that means.
Ralph Nader.
Rake Dark Bader in the ass.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
The show is just a callback to every other dumb mm-hmm. thing I've done.
Yep.
Yeah, this is like a highlight show almost.
This is why I'm interested. Pretty this much is why I'm interested.
A low light
told
show.
To come every week.
Remember when Vaughn.
Yeah, remember when Vaughn was a complete jackass? Oh, yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, we can't count the minutes.
Mike minimized the chat to do stuff for work.
Oh, well. Mike, don't let us hold you back.
Well, at least he was listening.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I guess he doesn't want to call in.
How many hours has Webmonster Mike put in for work this week? It's probably astronomical. Who's
yes,
that?
Was good.
What's the dog doing, Carly? Got to go on Mike and tell us.
We can hear her. If you listen
no,
to
no, but people at home will
she
hear
tried
silence.
She climb up on the couch, mm-hmm. and she totally just fell backwards.
Yeah, she's no.
like
a
Mufasa
times.
Falling off the cliff.
Oh, exactly.
It's like the third fucking Lion King reference.
Exactly.
You listen to the replay, the podcast version of these shows. Anytime she's not on mic, you can hear very well. These mics pick up practically everything.
No, not really. Mm. Mm. If she's not near a microphone, you hear like...
I'm totally just going to negate what you said, man.
I'm totally a douche. No,
well, when
you
she's,
can hear her.
All right, if she's sitting next to somebody talking, that's one thing. But she was standing like... All right, she's not even like... what? What, Vaughn?
No, like Tuesday, when we did the Tuesday show.
Yeah.
You couldn't hear... Janine Garofalo that
no, way. No, you couldn't. And she was standing in the middle of all the microphones. All
right. You're right about that. But Carly has a tendency to project.
She was essentially
very well.
Mic'd.
She was.
Carly can project very well.
I'm Steve a loud talker.
What?
I am.
You were just sitting there with your eyes closed yep. and the he biggest shit-eating grin in your face I've ever seen.
Because I love when Matt is such a, like, a condescending dickhead.
Really? When does that never...
Just, as long as it's not to me. I like when it's not to other people.
Every friggin' time I see him, it's like, eh. He says,
I
well,
only do
it's
it
like,
when it's warranted.
It's like he's when you when it's wanted. It's
hey, maybe warranted. Maybe you guys have like a connection. Maybe
we do. We
got
chemistry
going.
Here.
Maybe Jack there's something else to.
It's
to
like when I walk in
here.
The door and you say hi, that thing goes right off. It's like, all right, jackass, I'm gonna be like that the rest of the night to him.
At least I shake your hand. I don't know where it's been, but
I shower.
It doesn't matter. You still,
I wipe
you still
correctly.
Had to get here.
Why don't you guys go out and have a couple drinks together? See what happens.
What, me drink him sitting there with a nice cup of Coke?
A cup of Coke.
Might not even be cold.
Look at a Coke on the rocks.
I think we're ending for the evening.
Dry.
I think so.
Oh, are we done, Derek? Okay.
Basically, to wrap it up,
yeah.
Mike says, Matt equals negative Vaughn.
Yeah, thank you. Who said to wrap it up?
I did.
Oh. He did. And I concur fully.
To bed.
You
me too, because I got to get up early and make perfume.
See, we work.
And make yes, perfume. Yes. And he's not talking about farting.
No. I gotta get some flow out of my ass, so.
Oh my god.
Because last week I wasn't flowing very well.
Okay.
Yeah, you never really are.
I know, usually I don't flow.
Just like this show.
Tonight? What about the show?
Doesn't flow.
Okay.
It flowed show. Like a...
When does it ever flow?
I don't even know.
Today.
It doesn't flow.
All right, we're the Aristocrats. I'm sorry if you listen to this. Aristocratsradio.com.
You'll see us at confession.
Make sure to check us out every Tuesday and Thursday on the wonderful CringeHumorRadio.com.
Yes.
And be sure to check out all the other shows that are also on throughout the week. I think they pretty much have a show a day, at least, sometimes two. I think except for Sunday, right?
Everybody, every day.
Sunday's the only day that doesn't have an actual live talk show. Mm. Yes. I think the Schachter Factor is taped. So.
Wednesdays.
It's taped, right?
Yeah. But it's like Wednesdays in the middle of the day.
Yeah, but everyone else, I believe, is live.
Everyone else is live, yes.
Yep. And you can go in the chat room. You can talk to all the shows and everything. And it's a fantastic thing.
And all these things.
It's a new thing to do. Because we don't get fired if we talk about Asians.
Gooks.
Wow.
Or fried lice.
We just get fired for being really bad radio shows.
Yeah. This is what happens when two of us are tired, drinking, and one of us is Vaughn.
Once I get on my 12-day...
wow. And one of us is Vaughn, you motherfucker. God damn it.
That Isolate was a good breakdown piece? Of the show.
It really was.
It was, yeah.
Once I get to my 12-8, and I can go out drinking and eating and stuff after the show.
Oh, really?
You mean back to normal? Can,
well, eating...
When you can pretend.
Yeah. Non-gluten items.
Hey, cheeseburger, no bun, you know.
Gluten-y.
You can't even drink anymore.
Buffalo wings.
Fucking horrible.
Well, I can drink cider, Vaughn.
Yeah, well, that's about it. I think we're done. Thanks, Chris, for being there.
Yes, thank you.
Whatever that means.
Oh, we're actually having a chat with five people.
Thank you, Chris, for being you.
As always. Yeah. He's the best. And listen to his show tomorrow night. It's good.
Is that Chaos is on tomorrow?
Chaos is on tomorrow night, and they're...
Wow, let's just loop the music.
And we're looping again. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, we've now passed the loop and it started again.
Yacht Tuesday.
All right.
Well, at least it kept going. Didn't just shut off like it normally does.
9-8-9-3000.
I'm going straight to bed. So all you fuckers, get the fuck out of my house.
Bye.
Get out of here. Everyone out.
Out and see.
Hey you, get your damn hands off her.
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kike.
You've got the
Hey, what happened?
Inconceivable.